older son decided that we better track people back, and I think so. We'd be basically English Scottish. Mm-hmm. My mother, probably the same. Trying to think back along there. Maybe that ought to do it. I was, you know, my brain's traveling over to Bill because he's got some French in his, but that's not mine.
Yeah, okay. Now, your mother, what name did you have for her? What did you call your mother?
Called her Gracie. I guess I called her Mom when I was little. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, and I don't know when I began calling her Gracie, but everybody called her Gracie. The grandchildren called her Gracie. All their friends called her Gracie. So mm-hmm. She's Gracie to everybody. Mm-hmm. Grace was her name. Mm-hmm.
And how about your father?
Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good Texas word.
Good old Texas word.
Your grandparents, did you know your grandparents?
Knew my mother's parents. Both my father's parents had died. I think his father, shortly after I was born, because I have pictures of him holding my cousin and me when we were about a year old. Mm-hmm. But my mom's parents lived in Shreveport, and we used to go there every Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so, called my grandmother Mom's, my granddaddy Pops. He was a cigar-smoking Southerner. A person could just die driving around in a car with their granddaddy with the windows rolled up and him smoking a cigar.
Yeah. What did you call your grandmom?
Called my grandmother Mom's. Mm-hmm. Called my grandfather Pops.
Mm-hmm. And when parents bring up their children, you say they bring them up or they, what's another word for bring up?
Rear or raise. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would be your word? Would you use
raise?
Mm-hmm. Okay. if you look like your mother or your father, how do you say that?
Resemble. I'll resemble. Mm-hmm.
And when a woman is ready to have her baby, she goes to the
hospital.
Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't want to go to the hospital, there's a woman that might come and help with the birth. She's called
a midwife.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear any other words for that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, how about granny woman?
Never heard that. Have you run across that here in El Paso?
No, I think it's like farther west, Utah,
farther.
Maybe Colorado.
Okay.
Never heard that. Areas, yeah. Now, okay, a man and a woman want to get married. The man is the woman's
fiance.
And after the marriage?
Husband.
Mm-hmm. And the woman is the man's
wife.
Mm-hmm. And where do they get married?
In the church.
Mm-hmm. And the, let's see, in the Episcopal Church, what words do we use to refer to the minister?
Priest is the way they're referred to. I don't always use those words depending on the personality of the man.
Mm-hmm.
We had one up at St. Luke's that really wanted to be called Father. And he had a wonderful personality with his parishioners. He was an absolute ogre with his kids.
Mm.
And I wouldn't call him Father.
What a strange man.
Oh, he was.
The priest preaches a
sermon.
Mm-hmm. And we pray to
God.
Mm-hmm. And do you know the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm. And another word for university is?
College.
Mm-hmm. We go to college to get what?
An education.
Mm-hmm. And we can check books out from the
library.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.